And you say this is my
hand.
And I have two
hands.
And this part of my hand.
Palm.
And this
used to be Pam.
Pam?
Pam.
Pam?
Used to.
This is my
fist.
And two.
Fist. Used to be fists. F-I-S-T-S.
Do you ever hear fistus?
Yes.
Did you ever say that yourself?
Yes, I've said it a lot of times.
And a place where the bones come together is called a
joint.
And on a man, the upper part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders. And that little thing here is your Adam's apple.
That's not the same as the guzzle.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. This is Adam's apple, and there's a certain portion along here somewhere that would be called a guzzle. But this is Adam's apple.
What?
Right here, this little thing.
Where?
No, right here, Randy.
Oh, wow. That one.
Swallow, you can feel it move up and down.
Swallow. Feel it move?
Yeah.
And you say, this is my
leg.
And this bone here is the
shin.
And this is my
foot.
And I have two
feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I...
You kneel. Oh, or squat.
Any other expression for that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you ever hear hunker?
Yeah. Yes.
How would you say that?
Hunker. On his knees. Some fella can hunker on his knees for a whole day.
Does hunker mean the same as squat?
Yes.
Yes. Did you ever hear a name for this back part of your thigh? Did you ever hear that called hunkers or haunches or something like
haunches.
That?
Haunches.
Or did you...
No, yeah. I've heard it called haunches.
Did you ever hear it's down on his haunches?
You're right. Right. That's the same thing as a hunker and to squat.
And say if I'm... How would you say that? Someone is... How would you use that?
Well, now, if I don't say, I've heard hunker, and on his haunches, associated with animals like haunches is the back portion of his leg above his knee. A feller, well, I think about a feller that works on a mechanic or small engine. He can hunker or squat. I'd say squat, but hunker's very seldom used now.
And say someone had been sick for a while, you might say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Pinky. Pale.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, is healthy, you'd say that he's big and...
Healthy.
Or he can lift heavy weights and so forth, you'd say he's...
Strong.
Okay. Any other words?
Husky. I don't think. I mean, wouldn't be strong.
What would husky?
Stout.
Mean?
Huh? Well, I done said that. Strong. Stout.
What does stout mean? Does that? How do you think of all those words? Husky or strong?
Husky means
stout.
Big. A husky fella. Here's a husky boy. And strong and stout. Somebody that could lift a heavy load.
The stout means what?
Nut.
Okay. Do you have any other words you'd use?
Playing crazy. He's just playing crazy.
Did you ever say he's a fool? Did you use that word fool?
Well, it's how you said that he kept on doing things.
Or how do you use the word fool at all?